My name's Ian, I'm an addict.
Hi Ian.
So being a meeting, thanks for everyone who does service. And I was just thinking, I'm normally at the back, can't hear a thing, so I hope you can hear me. Well, I'm just thinking of me day to day, really. You know, I'll come in the meetings and totally smash the bits, and I'll talk about what brought me to NA, I suppose. You know, I was scoring in Hackney Road about 2 years ago, and you know, two people out of this fellowship come up to me, see me and my nephew really smashed, and you know, they brought me into meetings. And I remember the meeting when the guy who'd done the chair sitting in front of me, and you know, it said any drug paraphernalia, take it outside. So I did, I got up and I walked outside, I come back in and everyone was clapping and giving me love, and I thought, and still to this day a lot of people don't believe that happened, but there's people in this room who was here, you know. And and that was the love I got at first, was that day, you know. And you know, I started robbing and done all the stuff. I was in prison when I hit my bottom, and when I was in prison, you know, I was in that jail, and I was getting people to bring me drugs in and using people to the maximum. You know, I'd write home to my family and begging that I'd stop, you know, I'd stop. I had the desire to stop, but just didn't know how to, you know, and that was the sort of thing. But on the end of each letter, it'd have, like, because in prison now it's top up numbers, you get the 16 digits, and that's how you get your drugs in there. So on every letter at the end of that, where's me top up, you know, still manipulating my mum and my family. And I remember in that prison, you know, I'd have hooch going, and I'd manipulate cleaners and that to get me some yeast, to get me some fruit, to get me sugar, and I'd be making all this hooch up. And you know, the officers and that in there just didn't care. They opened my cell and said, "Fucking hell, smells like Witherspoons in here," you know, and they just shut the door. And it did, you know, but my luck, you know, I got moved off the wing soon as it was brewing for like 2 weeks. It was just about ready, and I get shipped off the wing. That's the sort of luck I've got. And, but anyway, my bottom was in that prison, in Pentonville prison, and it was in the church part, in the church in there, you know, you meet other wings, and it was always ways and means to get more, and you know, I get subutex from a detox wing, I get Valium, blah, blah. And that's what I've done. But this time, I just don't know. I just asked for help. I screamed for it that day, but didn't know how to stop using it. And NA came into the prison, and my now sponsor came into the prison. And you know, in them meetings, I just went to get out my cell and to get more drugs. Really, I was always gouging out in the meetings. I didn't get a message, but I must have got a message. Got the literature, took it back to my cell, and you know, I used them for roaches and stuff. Never once looked into them, you know. But the seed was planted, and chain of events led me to you know, ask for my detox, which I'd failed about 6 to 9 times. And there's guys in this detox who's in the room tonight, you know, and I just failed miserably because I didn't know how to stop. But the requirement was do 2 meetings a week, and you know, for me, I was doing like 14 a week. I was just banging meetings, you know, 90 and 90 never came to me. I must have done 150, 200 even, you know. Just had that willingness and couldn't do it no more, and found that love in this fellowship. So I got myself a sponsor, and I'd done the treatment, done 3 months treatment, and then went to the second stage. And the sponsor, you know, God bless my sponsor, because I did ask two others, and he said, "We won't sponsor you while you're in treatment," and this one did, you know, nothing to do with the steps, just there for me to whinge at, really. And I'd done that a lot, you know, whinge, them counsellors, cunts and all, you know, all that stuff. And but I had them there to, you know, I felt part of more with the fellowship by keeping, you know, I had the commitments as well. I took a commitment on, and which I've still got today, this commitment. And, you know, I had counsellors saying, "You've got to be part of this group," and dropped it, you know. But I'd done that as well as, and, you know, for me in treatment, getting dug out in groups, and I didn't like that part. But, you know, I looked at, because they do like alternative secretary and an in-house meeting and that, so you know, give me like courage and to be part of like what it'd be like sitting here, you know. I treated my graduation like my first year, you know, all the room there, and that's how I treated it, because I knew inside I'd never use again there and then, hopefully day at a time, you know. But that's where I sort of got. So as soon as I left the treatment, I'd done the aftercare for 3 months, done that, and you know, now I go in there, take chairs into this aftercare, you know, do give back what was really given to me. But but I carried on with NA, and this commitment, you know, I started on the steps then, you know, properly. I'd done the 3-year treatment, and that was painful. That step one was just, you know, I was flying on bus drivers and women on this and that, you know, it was really hard to, I didn't have the experience of sharing it back with a sponsor. I had it like doing to the group, and it was just not the same, and people pleasing and that stuff. And, but my step one on this working guide and the NA way, you know, that just blown me away. You know, I learned about spiritual principles, I learned about, you know, this conceding, because I feel it in here now. On my wall, when I read my step one back to my sponsor, I've got this little piece of paper what my step one has revealed, and it's got my illness on it, my powerlessness, my unmanageability, and that's on my wall. And I've got people in this detox and treatment centre, two of them are dead, you know, one's just come back and the other one's on Camden floor somewhere, you know, so that's my step one. I've also got my kids next to it and that, and, you know, if I put one in, that's what I'm going to lose, and it's that sort of stuff. So anyway, I did, you know, I've got two kids and I just abandoned them. You know, they were in the way of my using. Same with my ex-partner, you know, I've got a lot of amends to make. I have really destructive family, just demolitioned a lot of them, you know, and didn't care. My poor mum as well, you know, she's what, 70, 74 now, she's wriggled in Alzheimer's, you know, and it's all a worry, because I left home at 14 and come to London and just got my national insurance card through the post, and I was off, you know, responsibility, because I was abused as a kid and blamed a lot of that on it, but it's got absolutely nothing to do with what's wrong with me, you know, I'm an addict, that's it. But I was the victim and played the victimizer as well, you know, anyone in front of me got abused sort of thing. So that was my sort of life, and then, as I say, coming to NA, and this is where my life changed. My step two changed me. That's my best step, the step of hope, you know, and that step for me, it was unreal. You know, I didn't know about the power greater than me. I didn't know this room is a power, and you know, coupled with my 12-step program and the God, you know, that's what I do on a daily basis. And it took along a little bit of time to get that. You know, that's the stuff I didn't get in treatment, you know what I mean? I didn't know nothing about that, because you have to be part of that treatment centre and not part of NA, you know, and that's the difference. I mean, step three, amazing step for me, you know, I've got all, like, for me, you know, I heard Rosie doing a chair a few weeks ago, and it's the same for me, you know, what a text off a woman, and I'm obsessing around that stuff, a little kiss on the end, you know, bang, I'm off, and I just think, well, but, you know, when I was, like, 13, and you know, there was 13 of us in a gang, and all my pals would go for the nice looking woman and that, right? And they'd go for the nice one in the group. Next mate, you know, he was the big trucks, he'd go for the next one, and there was one at the back, headbutt on the floor with a bottle of vodka, and that's the one who I went for, you know what I mean? And that's been like a pattern in my life, that, really. I've always gone for sick people like myself, you know. I still do that today, you know, I'm not yeah, anyway. My kid's mum, you know, she's an addict as well, but she hasn't got a program, she hasn't got a fellowship like me, so I just have to step out of that, you know, and I did just abandon them. And so I like talking about what I've got from working the program, really. I've just finished my step four yesterday and waiting to read that back with my sponsor, and it showed me how much self-centered and selfish I am, you know, and feared up little addict looking for a bag of self-pity, really, you know, that's what I've been all my life, and it's revealed a lot of stuff for me, it really has, you know, and that's without reading it back yet. I can't wait for that, you know, because I've had an awakening with me one and me three, and I get it in each step more or less, and I'm just waiting for this one, you know. I went back home to Liverpool and see my mum, and you know, she stood up, and when I left, she had a lot of weight on her, and now she's only, what, 7 stone, and she's proper dying of this Alzheimer's. I can see it, you know. But she stood up, and she put a little arm out to me. She just touched me and said, you know what, I've prayed for my son for 15 years, and now I've got him back, you know. And my prayers are answered. And that stuff I can't buy, you know, off any fucking dealer. But, like, I can lose that straight away. I'm responsible for my kid, you know, that's another thing, running away from responsibility to myself first, you know, that's revealed in me forward as well, and I can step up now and be responsible, you know, it's a big process because I've done so much damage, and I've got faith and I've got hope, you know, I've got that from this fellowship, I've got people who I can come to, excuse me, I've got Hep C as well, I've got to go on Monday for to have this interferon, and you know, I'm scared, I've got fear around it, but I've got a lot of belief. Before it was like, you know, I know I'm powerless over the outcome no matter what. Thanks. And, you know, but I'm not, I keep projecting the worst outcome. You know, if I see someone who's lost nails and teeth, that's going to happen to me, you know, and it's that sort of stuff. But it's bringing it back to now, you know, I've got me nails, I've got me teeth. So, but I can't help that projecting, you know, and sense of humour as well, you know. So service as well, service, as I said, you know, literature, greeting, they were my experience of getting fellowship. You know, I had a shitload of dealers on my phone that I've only got fellowship and cheers. Like, I did not think I'd be sitting in this seat today, you know, and this is my 10th month. People think I've got years and I just haven't. I've just put action in because it is an action programme, you know what I mean? And every day I get up and I do my prayers, you know, I just say, you know, just help, show me how to live, let me do your work, not mine. And every day is just a bonus and bonus. I used to get people say, you're on that cloud and all that, you know. Well, I was on that cloud, you know, life happens, life happens, life on life. I mean, that's a beauty, that was just life on life's terms, not to do with who I am, but I can come here, get connected, you know. I get connected with my higher power each morning and I get connected for me just for today reading and that sets me up. You know, that reading, I used to read Mystic Meg each day, you know, my stars and it's all that about, but, you know, I read it just for today and I can relate to that, you know, and I can come to these rooms and share, you know, but I have a sense of humour. That's how I get through, a sense of humour, man, is major. And, you know, as I said, my nephew's in the room tonight and me and him were using last year, you know, and both of us are clean today, sitting in an NA meeting, you know, what more do we want? And we've been round to his dad, my brother-in-law's today, and, you know, I can see the disease all over him. Well, I have to just turn it over, I just cannot fix it for him. You know, I want to get him in treatment, shovel a step one down his throat, and, you know, but I can't do that. I just can show up, be responsible, and let him see the power of example. And that's what I've got from this room here, and people like you guys, you know, saying, oh, well, my brother's come back up. Got a lot of years and work on the programme, and that's all I can do, is just show up, you know. And it's been a difficult day, really, seeing it, you know. As I say, I can just show up, and I'm grateful for every day I have clean, you know. I really do that. Gratitude list as well. Don't do it every day, because I believe I just speak my gratitude, you know, by turning the meeting. But when it gets a bit dark, that's when I do get back to that meeting. And then, you know, I've got my kids back there, as I said, you know, I've got everything sorted back for me. I can do stuff, work. Only requirement was a 12-step and a sponsor. That was my requirement for the job, you know what I mean? So that's what the fellowships give me. And each day just gets better, so I've gone 15 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. So for the newcomer, you know, it does work and just keep coming back. You know, I say don't go away, you know what I mean? Once you're here, just stay and say, you know, life's just amazing for me. I love service, I absolutely love it. The hardest bit is doing service without anyone knowing and trying to let your ego say, I've done it. But that's the most rewarding, you know. Suggested to me by my sponsor, to, if someone hasn't got bus fare, give someone else the bus fare to give to him and without saying that. And, you know, little things like that. And I get the most gratitude out of. But I could go on for hours about NA, you know, it means so much to me and I'm very passionate about it, you know, but I do have to put the action in. And, you know, my sponsor says procrastination leads to masturbation, only one gets fucked is yourself, you know what I mean? That was true. That was certainly true for me anyway. I don't procrastinate, I crack on, you know what I mean? And by that, more's getting revealed every day. So yeah, just like, thanks for everyone for listening to me and I'll leave it there.